When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog.
I pulled an all-nighter on Saturday night.
Why? Doing what?
Jesus Christ.
Doing
what? What took all night?
Fulton.
Vanessa.
Vanessa took all night. Do we have to bleep that? Do we,
no,
Daddy,
that's not
do we have
her
to
name.
Bleep the name? Oh, okay.
Her name's.
Oh my god.
Dude.
What's going Dude. On?
Well, I made some bad choices this weekend. And
okay.
No, I could tell with the one eye open.
They are too X-rated for this podcast. I'm saving them for my other podcast. But
what?
That's the best plug ever.
That's that's the best plug ever and the worst thing you could do to us ever. I thought that we vetoed.
I don't agree with that, Alina. I don't agree with that.
Listen, I've gotten over the promoting the other podcast. That's fine. I get it. We're
Always
all artists. We're all business women. We need to do our promoting of all of our things.
Always be promoting.
Exactly.
That's how I imagine
I
you
it.
Sleeping at night.
Hustle. Hustle.
Hustle and grind.
Always be promoting.
Me in the morning. Rise and grind. Tender rise and grind.
Cold plunge.
Rise and
cold
plunge. Plunge and grind.
Jen.
Plunge and promote.
I haven't even done
P&P.
It yet. Jen just woke me up and was like, don't you have a podcast? And I was like, mm-hmm. And I came over here.
One day we're going to turn it on and it's going to be Jen here, not you. And she's going to be
oh my God.
She's not getting up today.
I would just say my health and schedule have been a little challenging between prepping for Europe and I've been in a little bit of a pain flare. And
yeah.
I also, on top of that, made a really bad choice this weekend. A good bad choice.
Will
great,
you tell us
incredible
a little
bad
bit?
Choice.
Come on, Ashley. Come on. Give us
normally
the G-rated
when people
version.
Say that, it's like they drink too much. So that's why I'm
yeah,
so
yeah, which
curious,
exactly. I'm like, can't be that. It's X-rated, yeah. So it's got to be some sort of sex act, which you know we love.
Elena.
Which we love.
It's got to be some sort of sex act. Has to be an act of sex.
It does.
It was an act of God and an act of sex.
This is cruel. This is a new level of cruelty from you, Ashley. Like, personally, I'm dying to know. Not even just...
I will just say that I had the kinkiest, craziest sex I've ever had. And I was not expecting it. And you should listen to my podcast.
I was not expecting it.
Listen, and
wouldn't have gone in thinking I would be into that, nor that would happen.
I swear to God, if you're not going to tell us what this thing is.
It was a man. No, I'm messing around.
Can you imagine that?
That would be hilarious.
Need to discuss.
Because on our clip that said our types and guys on Instagram, somebody said, this is how you know Ashley's the only 1,000% lesbian here.
Oh, yeah, because you said you wanted like a big hairy dude or something?
Yeah, something like that.
And I'm like, how do you... Straight women like that too.
I don't know.
It made me laugh.
It's all fake, right? Like, I'm just trying to imagine what I don't know what I would like.
We're not doing this.
Don't change the subject.
Come
on. Some kinky people will still listen, Ashley. Listen. I'm going to be this me to you for a second. Just listen.
Okay.
People are still going to go over
you guys
to the
are
other
in good
podcast.
Moods. Both of you have such good energy and attitudes right now. I'm so relieved.
I feel good.
You actually what? You what?
Oh god, Mac.
Whoa, that was crazy.
I'm saving it for my next WG. Wait. We're having WHGS.
Oh,
my next WHGS.
So you also had a good weekend.
Well, not like that. God. Okay, I was coming on here thinking I was all excited to tell you that this weekend I like carved a spoon. And now you're like,
you
I
did
some new kinky sex acts. I'm like, shit. Shit, my story sucks. No.
I mean, I guess I carved a spoon. I don't know what the fuck I did.
I carved a lot of things. I don't know.
There were knives. There was wood? Question mark. Can you tell us something? Hilarious. They're still going to want to hear the whole story. Give us a sneak peek. Think about it. Think about it like you're helping me practice and learn. You're educating me for my future career as a sex therapist.
Actually, you'd be the perfect person to have on the episode. So let's make something happen and have you be the person that listens to the story.
Okay.
You'd be
perfect for it. That's so good.
I love that.
I approve of that because I think Elena's the only person here that really wants to know.
I really want to know.
Protect your peace.
Thank you. I'm just.
How dare you?
I can't do it this morning, Elena.
Oh, you don't want to hear about
this woman. This woman took several days off my life.
Took them off. That's interesting.
Okay, so should we like kill her? What happened?
I'm like bloodletting.
What?
What'd you say, Elena? Bloodletting. I'm like bloodletting. What could take off Ashley's life? What they used to do back in the day when they didn't know anything about medicine. When someone was sick, they would like cut them or put leeches on them to like release their blood. Anyway, and you know, it's a horny thing sometimes for people too.
Welcome to the Chosen Family Podcast.
Hello, everybody. Every week we sit down around the family dinner table and we talk about gay stuff because we're your gay family. I'm Elena Joy.
You better enjoy your dad while he's here.
Hi. Yeah, because he's I'm your father. And I'm back. He came back.
That's how Darth Vader should have delivered the line. I'm your father.
And Mac? And Mac, you are?
I'm Mac and Jimmy, your hot teenage brother.
Mac is baby. That's why
and
Mac doesn't want to hear about the
answer
sex
a question today.
Because Mac is baby.
Yeah, we fucking are.
Yeah, we fucking are. We're going to answer. Also, when I got an email from Ashley this morning saying twink in the subject line, I didn't immediately think it was a link. I just thought she was sending me an email.
You were like, me?
Hey, twink.
Who, me?
We have some unfinished business.
But then Ashley. I opened it and read, skinny little gay link.
Yeah.
I didn't expect you to read that one out loud. I'm not going to lie.
We haven't read them in months. And then she sends
not the best one to read out loud.
Offensive.
And also, talk about my hustle. I didn't even miss the fucking rhyme today. I literally, Jen was
you
like, you rhyme. Have to podcast. And I was like, huh? And by the way, so I had a 6 a.m. flight last night to get back in time for my show. Sorry, I had a 6 a.m. flight yesterday morning to get in time for my show. Did my show. Came home. Obviously slept in a little bit. Mm-hmm. But I didn't sleep Saturday night. I pulled an all-nighter on Saturday night.
Why? Doing what?
Jesus Christ.
Doing
what? What took all night?
Vanessa.
Vanessa took all night. Oh, stop. That's one of my friends' names. So that, like,
wait,
really threw
do we
me.
Have to bleep that? Do we,
no,
have, to,
that's
do
not
we
her
have to bleep
name.
The name? Oh, okay.
Her name's.
Oh, my God.
You have to bleep that, Danny. That's her name.
Vanessa, no offense, person, if you're listening to this, Vanessa's a sexier name than your
it
real name.
It is a sexier name.
Guys, oh my gosh, we are different
my, both my cats are potting today.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long.
What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. I absolutely love Factor because it's just really easy to cook on, you know, in a last-minute situation. I'm super busy. And so making something healthy and delicious quickly, that's really important to me. And Factor has me covered.
Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals, so you can get back to doing what you love this spring. Looking for gourmet meals? Try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus. Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff.
Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
We're celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals. Head to factormeals.com/chosenfamily50 and use chosenfamily50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code CHOSENFAMILY50 at factormeals.com/CHOSENFAMILY50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Tell us,
don't you think it would be funny if we posted, like, a compilation of graphics on Instagram of every link title that Ashley sent?
Yes.
I feel like people
would care.
They would care.
What? You're crazy for that.
No one cares.
Patreon. Patrons would care.
Oh, maybe that should be a Patreon thing.
I've been thinking we should talk about the Patreon earlier in the episodes than we do. We usually mention it like way at the end. Exactly. Exactly, Ashley. You think that wasn't intentional? You think that was an accident? You think that just happened?
I think that's a great idea.
Did you take cocaine today?
No, I had a really nice, like, restful weekend. I carved a spoon. I went to the park.
Oh, you did carve a spoon?
Truly.
You think she's joking? I thought that was a bit. Like, Elena's kidding when she says she carves a spoon.
Where's the spoon?
No. So I didn't quite finish it. Because
spoon picks or didn't get carved.
I didn't quite finish it.
Bring me spoon.
I was at the park for 3 hours carving this spoon. It was starting to get dark. We had
I thought you were doing good. That is not
you're wellness. Actually doing worse than we thought.
You're doing
I was sitting in the sun. My phone was in my girlfriend's backpack. I didn't look at it. Like, sitting in the sun on a blanket with my dog and my girlfriend and our friends and, like, one of her friends teaching me how to carve a spoon.
That's wellness. So cool, dude.
That is really nice.
It was nice.
The spoon part is getting me.
As I sit here. Yeah, exactly.
You're not okay.
You're gonna come for my spoon.
I was like, you had a crazy weekend.
Look, I did. My finger went numb. Like, I only realized, like, maybe 2.5 hours into it that I couldn't feel my index finger, like, at all. And then
Is it supposed to be like that?
I pushed through. I don't think it's supposed to be like that.
It was probably just rubbing against the wrong spot, which we all have had happen.
Same
to
thing
us.
Happened to Ashley this weekend. Yeah.
I feel like it was more like a repetition injury. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
I went for 3 hours. Listen, my finger went numb. I kept going.
Danny, please cut this up as a promo clip without context.
Yeah. How long did you go? Did any part of you go numb, Ashley? Did you lose sensation in any of your digits?
Ashley is still actively numb right now, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. But so I didn't quite get to finish the spoon because, it was partially, the sun was going down. We'd been there for hours. We hadn't eaten. The dog was restless. We had to go. But then it was also partially...
The dog was restless.
Yeah, he was restless.
That's cute.
According to my girlfriend, like, an exercise in, like, letting it go. I started to get a little bit frantic because everyone started telling me that my spoon was the best spoon they'd ever seen someone carve the first time they'd ever carved a spoon.
I'm sorry, people?
No one is surprised.
No, they're like, I'm surprised because I don't know why they're looking at so many spoons being carved.
This is like their thing. They, like, one guy was making a bowl. I don't know. They're my girlfriend's friend's friends.
Oh, okay.
So they were like friends of a very close friend.
No,
they were very nice and they complimented my spoon. And then I got a little fixated after the compliments.
You are so interesting.
Meaning you were proud of the spoon and you really wanted it to be.
Meaning I wanted to finish it right there and then. I knew that the time was coming to an end, and I really was hoping I could have finished it, but I didn't quite finish it.
Well, it's okay. You can finish it next time. There's always time to spoon.
You probably lost the magic.
It's like, that's what people kept saying, but thank you, Ashley. I've heard that somewhere before. That sounds familiar.
Too bad you didn't finish it then. It really would have complimented you.
I would have really gotten more compliments. Now their previous compliments mean nothing because I didn't finish it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It all means nothing. I cut my
finger. That's what you're high on? Just an afternoon of spoon carving?
I think
that might be all it takes.
Well, yeah, because I had a nice, because it was a really, I feel rejuvenated after a day just like hanging out in the sun, carving a spoon. Yeah.
That is nice. That is very nice.
Feel good. After that. Mac, what's your morning? You're saying our vibes are different than yours. What's your vibe?
My vibe is just like not bloodletting. What do you mean? Like we're just.
No, I'm not happy about what I did. I mean, she was lovely. We had a great time.
Oh, but we have a development.
No, I'm just like, well, I have next week off and then I head to Europe and Jen and I were taking a couple days in Europe before I officially start the tour, which I'm super excited about. But yeah, like I've been in a pretty rough flare and really weird hours and travel and oh my God, I slept 14 hours one of the days. I'm just beat. I'm just run
through.
Do you
think that your pain flare will go away before Europe?
I pray. I've been working on trying to figure out what it is. I think I have maybe an idea of what it is. So I'm going to try some different workouts today and see if that helps. Mm-hmm. And I've got MRIs coming up. And they can give me a steroid shot if it's like an emergency for the tour before I leave. I don't do a lot of steroid shots. They're not good for you. You shouldn't be doing them repeatedly.
Yeah.
They every now and then, if you have like a really, if you have like something urgently coming up and you like can't do like a whole thing. So
if they've ever before had somebody come in and be like, this is actually urgent. I have a European tour coming up.
Well, so the doctor, I'm super
was your
lucky
doctor kind of like.
No, the doctor I work with works with like professional athletes and like celebrities and stuff like that. Okay. I got super, super lucky to figure out. My physical therapist was like, your schedule is so crazy. You got to work with this guy. And so I'm just really lucky. He like talks to me like I'm an athlete. It's so cool.
Is it your hip again this time?
No, it's new. Well, so it's interesting because it is. I was thinking about it the other day with some CPT, but I was thinking about it the other day. My hip did not come out of nowhere. You know, like there were times in like 2018, like I think summer 2018, I started getting the pain and like not being able to sleep and being like, what the fuck is that? But then it would go away and not come back for like weeks, months. Mm-hmm. So I didn't think of anything of it until it became a regular persistent pain. And now I was like, I have had lower back pain, pretty horrible lower back pain during my periods that I didn't really used to get until in December when it just didn't go away. And now I've had it since December. Oh. So I was like, oh, you know, maybe this is just something that like I have to be aware of, like new ones could crop up. But I will say, the lower, it's more like my tailbone. So I am actually wondering if it's the Peloton.
Oh, because
I was watching
shit.
Myself on the Peloton and people are going to be like, adjust your form. And I think that's fine to say to me. But also, like, I have a thing that makes repetitive movements, even if they're really, really small. Like, I can't do them forever, you know, which is a bummer because I love the Peloton. Like, RIP Peloton, you've been amazing to me. Like you and I, our time together has been so beautiful. If I don't joke about it, I'll cry. Like I don't want to lose the Peloton. I don't know what I'm gonna do next. But I've been having work done on my simultaneously. I've been having work done on my ankles. Apparently I have tendonitis in both of my Achilles heels that I didn't know about.
Oh boy.
No, I didn't even know. I was
and this is where I think people don't understand what chronic pain is like. I can say for myself, I don't understand what it's like. And that is an example. You can have literal tendonitis in both of your ankles and not realize it, I assume, because the other pain that you live with day to day is so much, whereas if I had tendonitis in both of my ankles, I would know about
crazy.
It.
That's crazy.
I said to Jen the other day.
I have tendonitis in one of my Achilles. I can't imagine not knowing it was there. I couldn't run for like, because it was when I was
big into
running.
Well, I don't run anymore,
so
it's possible I'm just like not aggravating it out of the things that I've done to be able to exercise so that I don't aggravate myself. But Jen said to me the other day, she was like, because I really don't, I really try not to complain about it. The only time I like complain about it is when I sleep is so important to me. It's important to everybody. But sleep is
huge. You know, you realize the importance of it when it is taken extra away from to you.
Yeah. So like she was like, well, are you're in pain right now? And I'm like, I'm always in pain. But it's like during the day, it's such a low hum that I'm so used to that I'm just like, and I do the things I need to do. Like I can feel it right now. So I'll probably go rub some cream on after we're done with this. But like, you're just so accustomed to it that you just do just go through it. And during the day, it's kind of nice because like I'm doing things so I don't notice it. But at night, I just have to, it's like psychological torture. I get into bed. I'm like, oh, now I have to fucking focus on this thing. So we'll see. Yeah. I'm actually going to try and run today, which is what I used to do with my, I got shockwave therapy on my ankles. So that should be helping my ankles. And I'm going to see if I can get a little further than I usually get. And I'm not going to use the Peloton. And I'm just going to run as far as I can, maybe do some weights and see if a few days, because I slept through the night last night. Which was wonderful.
And then we fucking woke you up this morning.
I don't know if I would have slept Saturday because I was with Vanessa.
Bloodletting.
Yes, of course.
I was having my entire life changed. Whoa.
I am so angry.
I don't want the details, I would take a quick summary after you guys do your We're Having Gay Sex episode for sure.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Summary now. Quick summary now.
Elena, you little like gossip.
I do love to know a secret. I do love to know a secret. It's true. One thing about me, I love to know a secret.
Jen and I do that around the house as our bit, but about like really weird things.
Okay.
So we'll be like, if there's one thing about me, I'm gonna order a water vacuum off an infomercial.
Yes.
I love an infomercial, and I saw a water vacuum on there, and I ordered it. That's one thing about me. I'm gonna steam a couch.
I love that. Have you guys heard the one that's like?
Did we invent that, or is that a meme?
No, unfortunately, it's a meme.
It's a meme. We do that joke. We do that bit too.
What's that from then?
It's from.
It was a TikTok trend.
It's from like TikTok. One thing about Instagram.
Yeah.
But with the weird voice?
Nope, that's all you.
Oh, no, the weird voice, that's new. That's
okay, cool, cool, cool.
That's all you. You're special. We do
unique. We do it with that guy.
Oh, specifically that voice.
If there's one thing about me, I'm going to do a K-turn. I'm going to do a K-turn right now, and I'm going to kill it. I'm going to do a K-turn.
I don't know.
Just stuff like that.
I don't know what a K-turn is, me but neither. I can hear you on a scooter.
I was thinking it's like a three-point. You know what a K-turn is.
You've done them. Yeah,
three-point. I was like, is it like a three-point, like parallel parking? Mac, how are you generally?
I'm great.
I feel like we haven't heard much about your life in the past few episodes.
Well, I was just on spring break, but I'm done on spring break now. So I'm back in school again. And me and my girlfriend just got a bunch of seeds to start an herb garden.
Oh, I put some basil.
Basil is one of the seeds. We're so excited. But I mostly say that so that people can bombard with tips about seeds and herb gardens so that I don't kill the plants because that would make me so sad. I'm actually excited to be back in school, though, because Elena's on to something with the whole academic validation thing. It is nice. It is nice to, like, do an assignment and then, like, see that you did really good on it and be like, yes. Yes, it's a little dopamine hit for the day.
Nah, I'm just going to be out here being the best. And
you're just going to be out here with your celeb doctor.
Okay, but you get validation, like, on stage.
I do.
Like, yeah, people so many you all the time.
That's so it's actually much faster than
validation.
School.
Yes.
Yeah. Faster, but not easier.
I don't know.
Different.
Just because you're good at it doesn't mean that it's not difficult.
The validation is nice, though. I love some validation.
Oh, wait, we're comparing. In terms of difficulty, I would argue that what you do, Ashley, is more difficult. Because if you think about it, how many people are in school versus how many people are successful stand-up comedians?
No, I know that.
Okay. Oh.
It's weird because stand-up comedy is hardest when you start. You're in front of the worst audience ever, in the worst performing.
And bring your own poster.
And you're the worst you've ever been, and you're skiing a double black diamond. Now I am the best I've ever been, and I'm in front of fish in a barrel.
Oh, we talked about this last time. Because
I'm in front of a bunch
of
people who still love me.
Yeah.
Should we do some questions?
We should.
Let's do it.
We should.
Guess what? I'm
going to
change my shirt between episodes today.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
What is prompting you to do that?
She's feeling good.
I'm hot in this sweatshirt, and I just grabbed it off the floor.
Whoa. Well, Vanessa certainly thinks so.
Mac, are you looking at questions?
Yeah. You couldn't tell. I'm looking for questions face on. Question for the pod. Well,
oh my god, you guys got so quiet.
Question for the pod.
Question for the pod?
Did you guys like the TikTok I sent you last night?
Like I said, hard watch.
I couldn't get through it.
It was tough. It was tough. I had to skip ahead.
Well, that guy, it wasn't real, which is why I didn't like it.
Wasn't real?
If I want a guy singing like that, I'm getting a real guy singing like that.
A real, as opposed to a fake guy singing.
Harder watch.
He couldn't, that's not his voice.
The accent was fake. It was a hard watch, Mac.
Ready? Okay. I recently joined a queer women's sports league to try and make some queer friends / community IRL.
Good for you.
Good job, patron.
So hot.
We appreciate you doing that for the first time. We love that you left the house today, patron. Patron, way to get off your fucking chronically online ass. Way to roll out of bed. Let your phone, your cramped phone hands have some rest.
Searches for queer sports leagues are going to skyrocket after this.
I'm still not over watching women's rugby one time.
Continuing.
Okay.
But I'm a bi girly and I'm scared about how to tell my new teammates this. I'm worried they will not. Ashley,
hold on.
I'm worried they will not see me as, quote, queer enough to be in the league since my long-term partner is a dude. Mm-hmm. I'm also only out to a couple people so far in my life, so this is all new to me, which is part of why I'm joining this league and facing my fears. So any advice is appreciated.
Oh.
If there are genuinely lesbians like that in that league, I don't know, man. Not necessarily in that league, but there are.
I know they exist.
I'll tell you what, they're not in New York City. They have been run out of town. Like they are not accepted in normal modern places. Mm-hmm. Maybe if you're in the middle of bumfuck nowhere.
I remember, I used to be bi, for those of you who remember.
How do you like phrasing that? Because you never were.
No, I know. It's hard to, that's why I have to say it in kind of a silly voice, because it's hard to talk about without giving all of the disclaimers of like, you know, of course it's not a phase for everybody. Of course it's not, you're not going to choose a side eventually. Like there are so many negative stereotypes that my experience, I fear, confirms when I talk about it. So I don't really actually know how to say it quickly unless I try to, like, make a joke out of it.
Got it.
I'll say, like, when I thought I was bi. You know, I thought I was bi for a long time. But during that time, like, I thought I was bi. I was in a long-term relationship with a man. And, like, here in Vancouver, I remember making queer friends and being at a party and overhearing a couple of lesbians talking about, I don't remember what celebrity it was, but some celebrity had just come out with as bi. And I remember hearing them talk about, well, has she ever actually been with a woman? She's only ever dated men. Has she actually been with a woman?
That's crazy.
And like, they were like angry that this person had claimed bisexuality without any proof, air quotes I'm doing for the listener.
Not that I don't think that's right. They shouldn't have been doing that. They should have waited till they were in a private space to say that. I think with celebrities, it's a little bit different because people talk about celebrities and let their freaking most heinous thoughts fly.
Yes, but I'm saying as myself in that space.
Of course.
Thinking about little Elena in that area, like, hearing that is so sad.
Exactly. Like,
I want to give them grace and say, I think it's different when they're talking about regular people. I think when you're talking about a celebrity, you will just say the most disgusting things you can about somebody. I also
think...
Which
is fucked up for a different reason, but...
Fucked up for a different reason. I also think celebrities are held to some weird higher standard when they're coming out to represent a group that is, that they don't hold other people to. So I agree with you, Elena. People talk like that about bisexual celebrities. 100%. All the time. Including me. Because there are certain cases where I happen to know that people have lied about their minority statuses in order to
benefit.
Yeah,
they're trying to, like, use it to their
benefit. But, so, like, you know, that's a really fucked up thing that happens, shouldn't happen, and we should just assume they're not doing it for fucked up reasons, unless you have some inside tea like I do. that's super fucked up, and I understand why that kind of talk prevents someone from.
Yeah.
And so my kind of... point, I guess, in saying that is, like, I remember feeling so, I don't know, not even just uncomfortable, but feeling like, oh, like, am I welcome here? Like, are they thinking these things about me? Because, like, I'm in a long-term relationship with a man, and I'm, air quotes, claiming bisexuality and, like, all this stuff. And I'm trying to think, like, how I pushed through that.
Well, I have two ideas.
But, well, first, the there. So after they were talking about this, because I was kind of standing off to the side. I don't know if I was pretending to be in a conversation with someone else or what, but I was obviously listening to what these two
disassociating
talking about. Completely, I was just just listening.
Yeah.
Someone else, a different lesbian, joined their group. It was just the two of them joined in the group and started telling them that that was fucked up. So, like, I'm saying,
some drama at the fucking party.
No, truly. And then the one per, like, it was.
Was it an argument or what? And you were like,
oh my
back?
God, this is the hottest woman I've ever seen.
It was me.
It was Ashley. I'm just like trying to.
I said, and if any bisexuals who are dating men are over listening right now or are overhearing this right now, have sex with me. I'll be your first.
Years ago,
Ashley and Ashley has this an alter ego that is a superhero that just, like, shows up around the country and, like, defends bisexuals in random situations.
I that don't
is
think
the only way.
I don't think that that's a. I don't
it's
think
not
that's
that
fake.
Far off. It's
I don't show up off. And defend bisexuals. I show up and I have sex with them.
Elena, continue your story.
I'm just trying to say that for this listener, even if there are people who feel that way, think that way, speak that way, I guarantee you there are others who will be in your corner, right? So I don't really know. Ashley, you said you have a couple ideas for actual advice. I'm just more sharing that, like,
yes, of course,
that does exist, but also the other side of it exists. The superheroes like Ashley, they exist too, you know?
Well, I did not do that. I just want to clarify that I did not do that.
I know.
I mean, I love, everyone knows I have a certain
affinity.
Yes.
We've seen the clips.
For bisexual women, femme bisexuals.
We've seen the clips.
You are everything to me. I love you so much. I'm your biggest fan.
We all do.
I'm curious how the others reacted. Did they have a, were they like, we're just messing around, or were they like,
okay.
No, they tried to defend it for a while, like, but kind of got defensive and tried to be like, no, but this, but that, got kind of, and then it came, and then as far as I remember, this was years ago, it came around and they were like, yeah, okay, yeah, that's fair or something, and everyone was fine.
Yeah, interesting.
That sounds like how it would go in real life.
I would just say
it, like, wasn't a big deal, actually.
Are there bisexuals in the group? If you don't, I mean, like, that's a place to start. Like, if there's bisexual, if there's anyone in that group who has been in the gray area, if there are non-binary folks, pansexual folks, I would say trans folks, anyone who doesn't, like, fall into the simplistic box of, you know, they just had to come out one time and they're monosexual and, like, those are people to start talking to. I think they're less likely to, but I would love to meet a non-binary person who is biphobic. That'd be hilarious. please find that person for me. I would love to speak with them and just be like, what?
Explain yourself.
So who's having sex with you then? Because you're kind of a tough one to put in a mono box, but all right, no pun intended. You know, someone who's probably a little bit less on paper likely to do that. You could start there. I think that's probably the way to go. And the second one was, bring me to kickball, your beard. Not really.
Stop.
I will go there and I will hold your hand and we don't have to do anything. You don't have to cheat on your boyfriend. We'll just, you know, I'll put my arm around you and I'll really gay it up for everybody. So that they know.
That's a great idea.
This is what it's like to not just say you support a community, but to really like show up.
Show up. Yeah.
This is
what it means. You're doing the work, Ashley. You're doing the work.
Yeah, you're doing the work.
I'll do that for you.
Okay, tell me if this is stupid.
I know I don't look great right now.
You do.
But let me tell you this.
That's not true.
You do.
I certainly did it for a woman last night. And boy, oh boy, did I commit to the bit.
I think it was two nights ago, Ashley, but good job.
Two nights ago, but I didn't sleep the other one.
She's still rebuilding the blood supply in her body. Okay, Mike, what were you saying?
I'm going to counter with this. This might be dumb, and this might not work for this person, but...
I think it's probably not.
You're in a space already where...
Dumb!
Queerness is like... Okay. Anyway.
Some people say that my humor is infantile.
The sipping out of the straw afterwards is what really brings it all together.
So that's all you had to say, right, Max?
You're in a space already where, like, queerness is inherent. Is everybody like walking around coming out, or is it just like a thing where everybody knows that you're there and queer, and like everybody just kind of like celebrate being queer? I mean, I don't know what the situation's like, so maybe
sure
you like
hanging
really
out outside
out. Yeah,
or just
I'm
chatting
like,
about your life.
Maybe it can just be a thing where everybody knows that they're accepted because that's what the space is for, and then if it comes up later, you know, after you guys know each other better, or maybe
I'd be reconnaissance.
Like
I'd be hanging out for a few weeks figuring out where the pansexuals with boyfriends are and use that as your gateway. That's what I would
for
do.
Sure. Because you can't be the only one, too.
No,
like,
you're not.
There's no way.
No.
You're
there's
not the
no.
only one.
Yeah.
Although you did pick a sports league, so it is going to be a little bit dykier than... But I'm glad you did it. I'm glad you did it.
That's true.
You're
so brave.
I wish there were, like, bisexual nail polish leagues. Like, there need to be, like, bisexual,
yes.
bisexual makeup clubs.
Like, painting, pottery.
Oh, I would go to that, dude.
We could do, like, a
Are you
queer
kidding me?
Pottery
I'm going to show up and be like,
spoon
I
carving.
Actually, I have a, no, not spoon carving. That, you're going to get a totally different group of people with that. That's not even. I'm like, going to show up at bisexual makeup club and be like, hey, I actually have a girlfriend. I'm sorry, guys.
No, you would show up and
Can
you would
I be here?
Like, you would be like, I actually don't know anything about makeup. Someone might have to do it for me.
Yes, yeah, that's what I would
know.
Do.
Guys, the equivalent of like a frat guy showing up in a women's gender studies class or something. Like, oh my god. I'm just here to, I don't know, I'm just here
it's
to learn, educate
energy.
Myself.
I'm not going to say a lot. I'm going to do a lot of listening right now at the bisexual nail club.
So good.
That is so
Do you guys
good.
Think we answered that good enough?
I think we did all right. I'm trying to think if there's anything else, but I mean the leader, I my first mind went to the leader who there's someone's in charge of this, right? Like someone in theory, but not necessarily qualified. Like I just we can't guarantee that the leader of the queer kickball group, you know, is totally ethical.
Queer ultra frisbee, or what do they call that? Ultimate
but
frisbee.
Ultimate frisbee.
They should be, you know, to be able to go and talk to and be like, hey, like, I want to come out. I'm a little nervous. Do people tend to be cool? Has this been a problem? I want to stay and continue. That's true. I just want to find the best. Mm-hmm. But I just don't know if the person feels safe doing that with the leader. Sorry, I got to kiss my cat's face while you guys answer.
You go ahead. So you do valid. What you got to do. That was a wet sound.
What? Oh, for don't a cat say that. Kiss. You made it worse by describing it.
I didn't actually kiss the cat.
It just was a wet sound for a cat kiss.
I don't want to tell you where I put my microphone. Now I'm worried.
Oh, God.
It was probably my hair brushing then.
Yeah, your luscious locks. Well, and also the fact that they call it a queer, quote unquote, league versus a gay league or a lesbian league right there. That kind of implies inclusivity.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like you guys can just kind of listen. You're there for sports.
You got to do some stalking, girly. You got to get some Instagram handles and see who's been through it. You got to go look.
I honestly think you guys are being kind of extra.
I know I'm not usually the one that says that. I'm the one that's like, fuck these bitches that are going to be mean to you. They can fuck off. You should just come out and anyone who is a worthwhile human being will be kind to you and fuck them. But Elena made me feel bad about myself because I was like, only in podunk fucking middle of nowhere are people like this. And then Elena was like, that's like, not true.
Vancouver. It happened to me in Vancouver.
No. I don't think this is the majority. I think this is the minority of lesbians.
Yeah.
And you probably should just come out, you little bitch. But I get why you feel that way.
Every time I like get on the ride with Ashley, I'm like, okay, we're on it. We're in it. I'm with you. Then someone's like a little orphan.
Then the orphans come out and it's just, we get worried.
Well, I think I'm being a bit more careful because I think the exact same thing, Ashley, that you just said, minus the bitch part.
This has been an episode of the Chosen Family Podcast. What did we have for dinner?
Tonight we had beer after our game.
We did have
blood. We went out for beer.
We had each other's blood.
That was way blood. Gross.
We had blood.
Thank you for being here. If you're a patron, you're better.
You make this show possible. If you're a patron, you literally make this show possible.
Yes.
Because you're better.
Did you like? Good. More on Patreon.
Listener, write in. What do you think I did with Vanessa?
Okay. This comment section is going to be insane.
Oh my God. That I look forward to reading. Write exactly what you think happened.
Listener, write in a comment that could apply to both me starting an herb garden and what Ashley did with Vanessa.
And whether or not you think spoon carving is cool.
That too.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. See you guys next week.
Chosen Family is a Forever Dog production hosted by Ashley Gavin, Elena Joy, and Mac Injamine. Edited by Danny Jewell. Executive produced by Mariah Nicholas. Forever Dog Productions is Joe Cilio, Alex Ramsey, and Brett Boehm.
Forever!